Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, just, you know, what's your perspective watching the ovation that Alonso gets and then having him come up in that first at bat and do what he did?
It's pretty cool. You know, not gonna lie. You're there in the dugout and everybody's kind of waiting for that moment. He's walking towards the plate, standing ovation. You know, it means a lot to the people, to the fans, and to our players, and definitely to Pete. And then for him to go out there first at bat and goes the other way to kind of set the tone right away, you know. First at bat of the season here at Citi Field 2 for him after the offseason with all the rumors and all that. It's a pretty cool feeling for him, for all of us, and he got us going there.
Three home runs, but, you know, his at-bats in general have just been so good. What overall have you made of these first seven games for him?
He's locked in, you know, and when he's not chasing, when he's laying off some tough pitches, when he's not missing pitches in the strike zone, and he's using the whole field, you know. We saw it going depth center in Miami, going the other way today with authority. That's not an easy thing to do. And then he puts the other team in a difficult spot to make some decisions. And we saw it today, you know, when they ended up walking him because of the lefty-lefty matchup. And then now, you know, we keep talking about our lineup being deep. And, you know, that's what happens there. So it's a big difference, obviously, when he's going like that. And we're going to need him.
Pete, on the right.
Carlos, what did you think about Juan Soto's home debut and getting his first hit and first RBI here in the stadium?
Yeah, I thought typical Juan Soto, you know. He's going to help you win games in a lot of different ways, whether it's by getting on base, by getting the big hit. Made a nice defensive play on Santander there towards the end of the game. Pretty good game for him. First, it was pretty cool for him too, and for the crowd, that ovation. And, I thought overall it was a good day for him.
And if I could ask you as well, just what do you think about what this bullpen is doing so far to start the year and how much of a weapon it's been for you today?
Yeah, we like the guys that we got there, and they keep doing their jobs, you know. There's a lot of different looks, a lot of different pitch types, righty, lefty, and the biggest thing is coming in the game and attacking the strike zone, and they're doing that. You know, we saw it today with Minter. Kranick continues to do a hell of a job on a day where we needed him to finish that game. He ended up doing that, you know, and that goes a long way when you're protecting the bullpen the way they're doing, whether it's a Brassovan, whether it's a Buto going multiple innings the other day. Today, Kranick, we're going to need all of them, and I think they're all doing their job in their parts, and, you know, that's good to see.
Tyler on the left.
Carlos, when you see Pete have a day like that or like in Miami, do you ever think about how it would have been different for you if he wasn't in the lineup? Like,
I'm glad I don't have to think about that. I have him. So, you know, I had him last year, and I got him again today, this year. So I don't think that crossed my mind. So,
Abby?
What do you like about how McGill is using his pitches?
Yeah, I liked him. You know, keeping it simple, attacking hitters. I thought he used all of them today in a good way. You know, where's the fastball, where's the breaking ball, the slider. But I think it comes down to throwing strikes and staying on the attack. I thought he slowed the game down. He made pitches when he needed to, making that mound visit there with a couple of guys on. I think kind of put him in a better position there, and he went out there and execute. But I like how he's mixing. I like how he's attacking the strike zone, and he gave us a chance and ended up getting the win.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.